ولا يضر الله شيء. أما بعد, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam, as we gather once again on this blessed day of Yawm al-Jum'ah to reflect upon the ayats of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there's a topic that may sound very trivial and very basic, but it has to do with our daily lives today. Inshallah, we will cover this topic in two Fridays, today half and part two next Friday, because it has something to do with us to rectify and purify our lifestyle today. Today, wherever you go, they say Islam is the best religion, but Muslims may not be the best people. Exceptions allowed, there are some exceptional Muslims. Many times people come and they say, oh, in this country everything is so Islamic. If only they would just say the Shahada and become Muslims. They don't cheat, they don't try to lie. Of course, exceptions allowed that some people do cheat and lie. But the bottom line here, you also see every day in the news, there is Amar bin Ma'ruf and Nahi Munkar being done by the inhabitants of this country. Some mother leaves her three-year-old daughter in the house, home alone. The neighbor picks up the phone, calls 911, and says, there is someone endangered child. What is this? Amar bin Ma'ruf. Others might say and look at it, hey, mind your own business, leave me alone, why do you have to bug in my personal life? But the people have softness in their heart, so that's why they see a three-year-old child left alone at home, they just pick 911. It's the same thing as in Islam, Amar bil Ma'ruf wa Nahy al Munkar, enjoining the good for being the evil, and so on and so forth. So then why is it that the Muslim, when he or she says, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa Muhammadur Rasulullah, and prays five times a day, and fast on Ramadan, and go for Hajj, and give zakat, yet at times we see Muslim cheating others, at times we see Muslims exploiting from others' problems, at times we see Muslims deceiving the others, betraying, at times we see Muslim saying lies so easily that it becomes the truth. There must be something. How come their prayer is not changed? So the topic today is, what is Salah? I know we might be thinking, Salah, we know we have to pray. But do you really know what Allah gives the maqam, status, position of prayer? What is Salah? What does it really mean? Is it just a bunch of physical action, a yoga or a physical education kind of thing that we do? Certain rituals, put our forehead on the ground, do some exercises to make the bones flexible and the muscles healthy? Or is really Salah have an essence in the life of a mu'min? We start with the hadith of Rasulullah where he says that what differentiates between a Muslim and a kafir is Salah. As-salah yufarriq bayna al-kafir wal-mu'min. There is no difference. Here is Mr. Tom, here is Mr. Ahmed. Mr. Tom wakes up in the morning, brushes his teeth, takes a shower, eats breakfast, go to work. Mr. Ahmed wakes up, same thing, brushes his teeth, takes a shower, eats breakfast, goes home. What would you say different about them? Nothing. But if Mr. Ahmed woke up at Fajr, prayed in the masjid, came back home, or had a jog early, came back home, brushed the teeth, prayed sunnah for Ishraq, for the ruha, for the sun that comes up, took a shower, ate breakfast, went home, started his car with Bismillah, you see a big difference. Salah differentiates. But why do we pray? Do we ever ask this question? Is it we pray because Allah just made it on us? Is it do we pray that because our parents just force on us from day one? Or is it we pray because we have no choice? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala very clearly signifies salah, prayer. Why do we pray? In Surah Taha, 20th Surah in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in verse 14 regarding Musa alayhi salam, when he's talking and explaining about the qissa of Musa alayhi salam, he said, وَأَقْمِ الصَّلَاةَ لِذِكْرِي وَأَقْمِ الصَّلَاةَ لِذِكْرِي, and establish the prayer, إِقَامَةِ الصَّلَاةِ, not just وَصَلِّ. Allah in many different places, Allah has used the word salli. But here Allah says, وَأَقْمِ الصَّلَاةِ, and establish the prayer. Meaning when you establish something, you make it with an infrastructure, with a protocol. You make it concrete. You make it so significant that you don't easily leave it. وَأَقْمِ الصَّلَاةِ لِمَاذَا لِذِكْرِ لِذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. When you're praying, you're remembering Allah, yes. But what kind of zikr is Allah saying? That when you pray and then go do business, you don't cheat anybody. When you pray and you work at your workplace, you don't betray the supervisor, the boss. When you pray and come home and deal with your spouse, you don't get erratic and erroneous. This is the salah that is desired of zikr. Because the salah reminds the person, zikrullah. So the one who keeps, the one who really fulfills the articles of salah and perfects salah, they will always remember Allah. Because it's five times a day. Five times a day a person is cleansing himself. And that's why in the same surah, Allah tells him that, وَعْمُرْ أَهْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَاسْتَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا. And enjoying your people, your family, your ahl, on salah, وَاسْتَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا. And be patient upon them. Meaning don't enjoin on them salah. Hey, son, pray. Hey, daughter, pray. They don't pray, you become fed up, you become frustrated. No. وَاسْتَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا. And be patient that if they're not praying now, one day inshallah they'll get regular in their prayer. If you see your husband or wife not praying, you enjoin them on prayer and make dua to Allah, and then وَاسْتَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا. And then you be patient that, oh Allah, one day my husband or my wife will become regular in prayer. She is not praying right now, he is not praying right now, but I make dua to you, Allah, the changer of hearts, change his or her heart to pray. وَأْمُرْ أَحْلَكَ بِالصَّلَاةِ وَاسْتَبِرْ عَلَيْهَا. And that is why we see, once the people really get to know the essence of salah, as Allah, as Rasulullah said, أَرَأَيْتُمْ لَوْ أَنَّ نَحْرًا بِبَابٍ أَحَدَكُمْ يَغْتَسِلْ فِيهِ كُلَّ يَوْمٍ خَمْسٍ. Do you not see, O Sahaba, he's talking to his Sahaba, do you not see that if there was in front of your doorstep, in front of your house, نَحْرًا, a river, يَغْتَسِلْ فِيهِ خَمْسٍ, you wash in that river five times in a day. Don't you see that? Meaning, ما تقول ذلك يبقي من خضرتي قالوا ما يبقي شيء. He's saying, what would you think, would any dirt, would any kind of filth be left on that person who is washing in that river? They said, of course not, there will be nothing left if they're cleansing themselves five times a day. So he said, ذلك هو الصلاة. This is what salah is. Five times a day, from the fajr to dhuhr, any misgivings, any shortcomings, any faults that we had, mistakes, since fajr to dhuhr, in dhuhr it's cleansed. Any mistakes and shortcomings and problems we have between dhuhr and asr, in asr it's cleansed. And above on that, remember the hadith Rasulullah, that when you make wudu, yutqin al-wudu, if you perfect wudu, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala yakhruj minna, he takes away, yazil minna, he reduces from us the sins that we may have from those body parts, organs, whilst in wudu. For example, when you make madmagha, you're cleansing your mouth. Did you ever think why? Does the tongue really get dirty? What if you didn't eat anything? Your tongue is clean, but you still do it. Why? Because this is the tongue from which sometimes we Muslims become weak, we lie. This is the tongue from where we Muslims become weak, we make ghibah. So every time we're making wudu five times a day, we are cleansing our mouth from the sins, from the ghunub al-lisan, from the dha'f of lisan, madmagha. We wash our face, whatever eyesight we looked at something that was haram, it gets cleansed in salah, in wudu. The ear that we're doing, what is the significance? Anything that I listen from my ear that was not supposed to listen, at least in wudu, it's getting cleansed. Five times a day making wudu, five times a day making salah, why would that person be unclean spiritually? In other words, this hadith and this ayah of Allah's what is telling us, that the one who prays five times a day, there is no more impurities, whether physical or spiritual or mental, left in them. Because a sick heart is where it has weakness. When someone stabs someone in the back, it is because of the sick heart. When someone backbites someone, it's because of the sick heart. When someone does ghibah or namima, rumors about someone, slanders someone, when somebody cheats on someone, it's sickness of the heart. أَمْرَاضُ الْقُلُوبِ. Allah says in the Quran also, in Surah Baqarah, فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضًا فَزَادَاهُمُ اللَّهُ مَرَضًا. In their hearts there's a sickness, illness, disease. فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضًا فَزَادَاهُمُ اللَّهُ مَرَضًا. Allah increased their marad, not as a reward or thing, as a fitna that they want the sickness, they indulge in the sickness. So Allah is saying, here, have it more as a punishment. Because they're not realizing what sickness are they in. And who is Allah talking about in this ayah? Munafiqeen. Because the salah of a munafiq is very clearly described in Surah Nisa. That Allah says, وَإِذَا قَامُوا لِلصَّلَاةِ قَامُوا كُسَالًا يُرَاعُونَ النَّاسِ وَلَا يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. The salah of a munafiq described, perfect picture. What? وَإِذَا قَامُوا لِلصَّلَاةِ, when they get up for salat, قَامُوا كُسَالًا, كَسْلًا, lazy, lethargic. Oh, I have to pray. Oh, why can't this prayer be delayed? All kinds of thoughts come in the mind of a munafiq. Why is it so difficult to pray? قَامُ الْكُسَالَ. And in another place Allah says that وَلَا يَعْتُونَ السَّلَاءِ إِلَّا وَهُمْ كُسَالَ. وَلَا يَعْتُونَ السَّلَاءِ يَعْتُونَ بِمَعْنَى they don't come to prayer, يعني صلاة الجماعة في المسجد. وَلَا يَعْتُونَ السَّلَاءِ إِلَّا كُسَالَ. Lazily. Oh, since you're going, okay. Or sometimes when people, brother, I'm going to the prayer, you want to come, hop a ride with me? No, you go. But if the brother really insists, no, please do come, I get some sadaqah, I get some ajr for you, come in my car. Okay, if you say so, fine, I don't really want to pray. Kusala, if a qamu ala salat, a qamu kusala. And then look how Allah describes the salat. One thing is, it's very hard for them to pray. But once they do get up to pray, yura'un al-nas, al-riya, shirk al-azghar, riya, show off, showing off. When they do get up to pray, they start praying in such a way, in such a mode, to impress people, influence. They say, others might say, MashaAllah, look at that brother or sister. What a prayer! Amazing! They are so musalli, so muttaqi. Looks like they are master of their prayer. Yura'un al-nas. And then what Allah says, in this riya, in this hidden shirk of them, shirk al-azghar, وَلَا يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. This is the hint that Allah is giving us. They show off, they don't want to really pray for the sake of Allah, they don't want to remember Allah. The only way they remember Allah, وَلَا يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. The only way they remember Allah is very little. In other words, the reason we have personal problems, the reason we have manners and etiquette problems in our personality as a Muslim, because the salah is weak. The salah is incomplete. The salah is not perfect. The salah doesn't have khushu. The salah doesn't have khudu. And that is why there is, maybe we're just praying just to get done with it. I have to pray these four rak'ah and get over with it. You know how sometimes when people don't really have their heart into something, they say, let's just get over with it. But the salah of the sahaba was such that their heart, their mind, their brain was into salah. Many times we've entered masjid and we see that when we enter masjid, there's somebody already praying and then they suddenly start looking at you. It's haram to raise the high. I'm not saying this to criticize any one person, but so many times I and many of you must have observed that. You enter a masjid, somebody's praying and you suddenly come in front of them and they start looking at you when they're supposed to be looking down. And many times we've seen kids, we see a lot of kids today because of Good Friday school off. I've seen kids in Ghazali, in my own school, playing while praying. This P and P don't go hand in hand together, playing and praying. Pray is pray. Many times kids, when they say Allahu Akbar, they start looking this way. I've seen adults saying Allahu Akbar and start looking this way. I've seen adults in Salatul Jum'ah, not just here, but in many masajid. The moment they say Allahu Akbar, start looking right and left. Because you might be thinking, how do I know? Because if you're praying with somebody in the first line, your sight can tell if the person is looking right or left easily. Because when they turn. And at times we see people finishing two rak'ah before I even finish my fatih. You say Allahu Akbar, you start saying Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen ar-Rahim. You're still finishing your fatih as someone has finished two rak'ah. Can you imagine? You haven't finished your fatih. You haven't even said Ghayr Maghdubi Alayhim Waladhdallin. The person finished As-Salamatullah, As-Salamatullah. You are puzzled. What is this salah? Express salah? We have espresso coffee, but we don't have express salah. Salah of the Sahaba was such that they make the meal, they say Allahu Akbar, and then when they say As-Salamatullah, they'll ask, oh, did you take that spear or dagger out of my body that was stuck? Oh yeah, you didn't know? He said, no. This is the khushu and khudu of salah. Of the Sahaba, the first jeel, the first generation. And our salah today, we know everything going on around us. Because the moment we finish salah, we say, hey, why did you do that? Hey, why are you talking about that? Well, who are you to tell me why I'm talking about that? You were supposed to be in salah. In salah, it's as if like you're sleeping, you don't know what is going on around you. Well, not of course sleeping, but focusing on Allah. That's why Allah says, who is the true mu'min? Who is the true Muslim? There's a whole surah. Just like Allah revealed the whole surah about munafiqeen, surah munafiqeen, after surah Jum'ah, surah 63, Allah revealed the whole surah about mu'mineen. Surah Mu'minun, Surah 23, before Surah Nur and after Surah Hajj. Surah Mu'minun. The first ayah, Allah says what? قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. Indeed, successful are the believers. Did you ever think, why are the believers successful? Why is Allah giving this shahada witness that the believers are successful? قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. Because of their salah. Because of what they have done. الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. Their khushu, their submissiveness in prayer, their khushu in salah, concentration, focus, commitment. The moment they say Allahu Akbar, they know what it means, وَأَقِمِ السَّلَاةَ لِذِكْرِي. الْآنْ هُمْ فِي ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. The moment they're reciting the thana and fatiha and some surah, they know their communication with God, with Allah. It is the zikr of Allah. The moment they say Allahu Akbar and go in ruku, Subhana Rabbil Azim, they know that their communication with Allah. So this is الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِئُونَ. And in another place Allah says that الَّذِينَ هُمْ عَلَى صَلَاتِهِمْ دَائِمُونَ. مُؤْمِنُونَ are مُفْلِحُونَ, successful. لِمَاذَا؟ لِأَنَّهُمْ دَائِمًا أَبَدًا عَلَى السَّلَامِ. مُدَاوَمُونَ عَلَى السَّلَامِ. They are punctual, not just punctual in salah, they fulfill their salah. Like Allah said in Surah Baqarah, حَافِظُوا عَلَى السَّلَاةِ وَالصَّلَاةِ الْعُسْتَى وَقُومُوا لِلَّهِ قَانِتِينَ. حَافِظُوا, Allah Himself is saying, hey Muslims, حَافِظُوا, protect, preserve. حَافِظُوا عَلَى السَّلَاةِ, protect your prayer. Because prayer is going to rush, move. One of the easiest things that shaitan does upon us is make us miss a prayer. Busy. Oh, I have to finish this project right now. I have to finish this meeting. Yeah, I know it's war. I know it's getting 2. It's 2:30. 3. I know what is missing. Finally, the azan for Asr is time. 3:30. Oh, I miss Dhuhr. I miss Asr. Miss Maghrib. Oh, it's sundown. I'll pray before I get home. By the time you get home, it's 7:45. It's time for Isha. Or 9, like nowadays. Meaning, one of the easiest things the shaitan can snatch away from you, sneak away from you, steal, is salah. That is why Rasulullah said at the time of his deathbed, آخر لمحات, آخر لحظات, the last moments of his life on this earth, on his deathbed, in Sakrat al-Mawt, he's saying, As-salah, 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 ya mu'minun, as-salah. Now you tell me, brothers and sisters, when somebody is dying from this world, what is on their mind? What is in their heart? What is in their tongue at the moment? They say, hey, please take care of my daughter. Make sure you help her marry off. Hey, take care of my son. Make sure he gets a good education, gets on his feet. Make sure you take care of my wife. Meaning the person when he's leaving dunya, he only remembers his ahl, his ahl, or his mal, or his life in the dunya. But look at Rasulullah. He's not saying, Fatima, take care of Fatima. He's not saying, Hassan or Hussein. He's not saying, Ali. But he's saying, As-salah, as-salah, as-salah. Ya mu'minun, ya ma'ashayt al-mu'minun, as-salah, because salah is al-ladhi yufariq baynak, wa bayn al-kaf. Salah is what distinguishes you. Salah is what establishes you as a musalli, as a human being, as a manner and etiquette. There are so many things, just one whole lecture needs to explain the benefits of salah. Fawa'id as-salah. If you just look, one benefit, punctuality. One who is regular in their prayer, they will be always punctual whenever they have an appointment. They will be 5 minutes ahead. Why? Because they are already in the habit of praying. They are already punctual in their prayer. So that's why they are always time commitment, time constraint. Discipline. Because if they're praying in jama'ah, they know they are behind an imam. Well, imam is always made for ittiba'. Nobody starts praying on their own when they see, when they're praying in jama'ah. Nobody just goes to sujood before the imam does. Or imam is reciting fatiha, somebody goes to sujood. They say, what are you doing? You're insane. So there is the obedience effect. I mean, there's so many fawaid just to go on and on till Fajr about salah. And don't take it wrong that the reason of this khutbah is not just to say, oh, we know we have to pray, by the way, why are you giving us this khutbah? No. I'm giving this khutbah because of this ayah that Allah said in the Quran, إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ تَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنْكَرِ. Verily indeed, إِنَّ الصَّلَاةَ, Allah is taking an oath, qasr, in, بالتأكيد, والتشديد, إن الصلاة تنهى, عن إيش؟ عن الفحشاء والمنكر. فأين المؤمنون في هذه الأيام من الفحش والفجور والمنكر؟ Why is it so hard for us to leave fahisha today and we pray?
Why is it so hard for us to leave munkar and we pray? Why is it so hard to leave fujur and fusuq of the deen today and we pray? Is this our wrong? La hasha lillah, astaghfirullah. Sadaqallahu al-azim. Allah is true. Is there something wrong in the salah? La hasha lillah, astaghfirullah. Salah is complete. Then where is the problem? Ahna, us, mu'minun, muslimun. Are we really praying the way the Sahaba prayed? Are we really praying the way Rasulullah prayed? Are we really praying as the desire of the prayer was? Communication. Because if there is something naqis in our salah, something remaining, something left out, either khushu or khudu or khashya or taqwa of Allah or any of the fara'id of salah or sunan of salah, then salah is naqis. And so what kind of mu'min would you expect from a naqis salah? I leave this question for you to answer. I have no answer. You help me find the answer. What kind of mu'min are we trying to build from a naqis salah? If we perfect salah, we perfect siyam. If we perfect salah, we perfect zakat. If we perfect salah, we perfect birrul walidain. If we perfect salah, we perfect khuluq. If we perfect salah, we perfect our adab wa akhlaq.
أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر لكم وأسأل المسلمين فاستغفروني الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسول الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه من سن بسنته من الدين. أما بعد, الله سبحانه وتعالى, He knows the future, He knows the beginning, He is al-awwal wal-akhir, He is the beginning, He is the end. Allah created Bani Adam, and Allah gave the Bani Adam this deen, and gave them salah. Allah knows one of the key weakness in Bani Adam is an-nisyan, forgetfulness. Nisyan, al-insan murakkab min al-nisyan. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, وَأَقْمِ الصَّلَاةَ لِذِكْرِي لَا تَنْسَانِي وَلَا تَكُونُ كَالَّذِيَ نَسُوا اللَّهِ. And don't be like those people who have forgotten Allah. فَأَنْسَاهُمْ أَنْفُسَهُمْ. So Allah made them forget themselves. How? They don't pray. They don't pray Jum'ah. They don't pray Eid. They don't pray five times salawat. They don't fast. They don't give zakah. They're just Muslim by name. فَأَنْسَاهُمْ أَنْفُسَهُمْ. And that is why Allah is saying that حَافِظُوا عَلَى الصَّلَاةِ وَالصَّلَاةُ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. Allah knows that we have this weakness inherent in us. So He has given an injunction, an ayah in the Quran. حَافِظُوا عَلَى الصَّلَاةِ وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَلَى الصَّلَاةِ يُحَافِظُونَ. In Surah Ma'arij, Allah tells us, مؤمنين are who? Who are the مصلين المؤمنين? They are those who are protecting their salah. يُحَافِظُونَ عَلَى الصَّلَاةِ يُدَاوَمُونَ عَلَى الصَّلَاةِ. They protect. What does protection of salah mean? Two meanings. That in their salah, they don't waste their salah. They don't eat or drink anything in salah. They don't talk to anybody in salah. They don't look up over there in salah. They don't look here in salah. They don't look there in salah. This is hifz salah. And also, they make sure that they say all the things in salah properly, perfectly. And the second thing of hifz salah is they don't miss a salah. I forget the name of the sahabi, but there's a riwayah of a sahabi where he missed his fajr prayer. جالس قاعد حتى صلاة الظهر ويبكي بالبكاء الشديد. A person, a sahabi who missed his fajr salah, and he was crying profusely till صلاة الظهر. How much time there is between fajr and الظهر? You count yourself. Crying profusely, as if qiyama burst open on him. I ask myself first, and all the Muslim ummah, how many of us we cry when we miss one salah, whether it's fajr, Dhuhr, Asr, Maghrib, Isha. But no, we just get up, oh, I missed it, no problem. Allah musta'an. Allah is going to take care of it. Allah ghafoor raheem. We don't even have the etiquette to make the qada of the salah. Oh, I missed it? Let me at least pray it for Allah's sake. Because then shaitan comes and says, hey, wait a second, you missed it. You're not going to get the ajr. Why are you making it up? Forget it, you don't have time, got to get to work. Got to hit the traffic. You missed the fajr, you missed it. But at least by praying that qada, one day inshallah the person will have the raghba to make it to fajr, to pray the fajr. And that is why Allah says, حَافِظُوا عَلَى السَّلَاةِ وَالسَّلَاةُ الْعُسْطَى. Usta means the middle prayers. What are the middle prayers? Did you ever know?
Aisha radiallahu anha, she said, when this ayah was revealed, I asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my husband, Ya Rasulullah, ما هو صلاة الوسطى يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
He said, يا عائشة, صلاة الوسطى, صلاة الصبح, الفجر, وصلاة العصر.
Pause for a minute and think. Why is Allah saying in this ayah, protect your prayers, خصوصا, especially your middle prayers, صلاة الوسطى, فجر وعصر.
Because when do they come? They come at the most difficult time on Bani Adam.
First one, we all know, do need we say more about what time Fajr comes?
When the whole humanity is sleeping, how difficult it comes. So Allah is saying, protect Salatul Usta Fajr.
Second one, Asr. It comes at the culmination of the day's events. When things are wrapping up, you are at your workplace, 9 to 5. Asr is coming right before, and there's a very short time for Asr before it gets to Maghrib. And you're busy in your chores, busy in your errands, busy in your workplace and everything. You keep saying, yeah, I'll make it to Asr. Yeah, I'll pray Asr. Yeah, I'll pray. Before long, you know, sun has gone down. You missed it.
So Allah is saying, protect half of salat, or salat al-usta. And then what does Allah say in the ayah? وَقُومُوا لِلَّهِ قَانِتِينَ.
And stand up for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a qanit. What is qanit?
This will be part two of the khutbah of salah next Friday, inshallah. I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He make us from the musalleen. I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He make us from the punctual for prayers. I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He give us khushu' and khudu' in our salah.
And I pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sincerely for all of us and all the Muslim ummah that He give us the khawf of Allah, that if we miss a salah, at least if we can't cry, we make a face of crying. We miss as if we missed our own blood. May Allah give us a tawfiq that we cry if we have missed a salah. And may Allah give us a tawfiq that we make up for the salah that we have missed. And may Allah give us the taqwa in salah. And may Allah give us the completion of salah.
اللهم اغفر للمسلمين والمسلمات المؤمنين والأموات